So optimism can be defined in different ways, but the way that is often defined is the tendency to look for and be, in a way, biased by information that things are going to get better and that you can make them better. And the benefits are enormous, and I want to say ubiquitous, just in the sense that when you think about all the possible life outcomes, like doing well at work, making more money, living longer, having more friends, being happier, these are all correlates of optimism.
So first of all, I have to say your claim about the benefits of optimism sounds really enthusiastic, like optimistically enthusiastic.
I was going to say, sounds like an optimist.
You say they are enormous and ubiquitous, but when I look into the literature, which you know much better than I, here's one paper I see. Optimism is associated with exceptional longevity in two epidemiologic cohorts of men and women. So that sounds good. But then I read a little bit of it. It makes the claim that optimistic people have reduced risk for cardiovascular disease and mortality compared with their less optimistic peers. But to me, this sounds like potentially a classic example of correlation without causality. It could be that the same behaviors that result in or drive optimism also result in or drive healthy behaviors. It could be that healthier people have more reason to be optimistic because they're healthy.
Yeah, the causal arrow could go the other way. Like, wow, your life is great. No wonder you're an optimist.
So persuade me that some of those correlates for some of the outcomes of optimism get into the causal.
Okay, and let me also say, Stephen, that when I say enormous, I mean...
You can't take back enormous. You said it.
I might need to take back enormous.
Are you going to take back ubiquitous then, too?
No, I'm going to go with ubiquitous. Let's leave that one. But, you know, listeners should know that nothing predicts anything with truly ginormous or enormous effect, because life is complicated, right? So relatively speaking, these effects are really impressive, but I don't want to exaggerate too much there. Okay, so first, let me just say, you're right. Correlation is not causation.
Can you just say that again?
Look, you have a point. How's that? I'm going to back down from that too. It's quite obvious that the causal arrow could go the opposite way. You're having a great life, therefore you're optimistic. It's also possible that some third variable, like being rich or something, drives it. But here is some evidence to suggest that the causal arrow is also from optimism to outcomes. One example is that when you look at the relationship between optimism and health outcomes, one reason that we think that this is really optimists doing something differently is that when you actually measure how physically active they choose to be, what they eat, whether they smoke, it turns out that optimists tend to engage in healthy behaviors.
So optimism can drive behaviors that have better health outcomes.
That's still correlational evidence, by the way. It's just that it's a little more of a satisfying story.
It is satisfying, and one can